Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God this morning from the precious King James Bible. It's good to be here this morning. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope we can be a blessing and a help to your heart today while we're here in the broadcast. And let you know we're praying for you. If you've got a need in your life today, we certainly want to pray with you and pray for you today, that God would help you, and He will, if you will look to Him for the help and the strength and the grace that you stand in need of. So I want to send it out to all the sick. I know we've got a lot of folks nowadays that are sick and different things going on in their lives, and we want to send it out to you this morning and hope something be said or done that'll help you this morning from the precious Word of God. The songs might be an uplift to your spirit today as we sing the songs and just try to be a blessing. And I know it's no substitute for church, but it's a good avenue to get out to enjoy the blessings of God. We normally have been having church here at Mountain View Baptist Church the last couple of months, but due to some sickness, we will be canceling the services for a couple of weeks. And I have the YouTube services for the regular services be on YouTube. And so you tune us in there, be under Kevin Norton, YouTube there. So you tune us in. Some of you know how to get that. If you don't, you let to call the church and they'll be sure to tell you how to do it. But no, it's no substitute in reality, but it is the best that we can do now. And we trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. Good to be saved this morning. You say, what in the world are we going to do? Well, we're just going to look to the Lord. God's got it all under control. He's a God that's able to do abundantly above anything that we could ask or even think about. And He knows your need today. He's aware of it. He wasn't caught by surprise. He wasn't amazed at how it took place. He's aware of it, and He's right there with you through it. We have to go through life, and life produces a lot of things we don't like, but one thing that He did say, I'm with you all the way, even to the end of the world. So we've got someone that we can trust that can help us through these situations. He don't deliver us from everything in this world. He does deliver when it's His will, and then sometimes it's His will is not our will, but He's still God that's in control, and so just trust Him. And I tell you, lean not on your own understanding, the Scripture said. Let God have it and turn it over to Him this morning. So we're going to send it out to the sick and the suffering today. Hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart this morning, and so it'll be an encouragement to your life today. So you don't forget to pray for others that have needs in their lives this morning. Somebody's hurting too. Somebody needs some prayer. Somebody needs some help. And you reach out to somebody and help them today. He'll bless you if you'll do that. Let's pray together. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, we have to come boldly to the throne of grace, obtaining mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Lord, thank you for mercy. Thank you for strength, for grace. And Lord, thank you for your blessings. You have provided so abundantly your mercy for us, and we want to praise you for that. Bless, Lord, the men of God as they stand and break the bread of life. Use them for your glory today. Lift them up and encourage them in these last days. And Lord, may our nation turn back to you. God, speak to our leaders, speak to our people, speak to those, Lord, today that are your children embedded in this nation that needs to get right with God, the churches that need to make a turn for the better, for the cause of Christ. And Lord, deal with hearts, speak to hearts. Do it again, God, as only you can do. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you. And so you listen as they sing. Amen.
David said he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by those gentle waters where our hungry soul he feeds. Just a little lamb so helpless, my soul I can't defend. I'm so glad
We got the Lord today. Amen. 2 Timothy, we go back there this morning. 2 Timothy, been trying to preach for the last few weeks on a subject of facing the last day apostasy, things that we're having to face even today that we talked about and preached about for years, and we are finding a lot of things are coming to pass today just exactly like God said that it would. And sometimes to God's people, it's sort of unexpected that they're at the speed that it comes. And so we're fast approaching the day when Jesus shall come, I believe, and with all of my heart. And we've been trying to cover some things. There's a faith to be remembered. There's a faith to be experienced. And then there's an affliction not to be ashamed of. We're not to be ashamed of the gospel or even the afflictions of the gospel. And there's a fight to be involved in, and that's a reality. We're in a battle, we're in a fight, and he said to be a good soldier there in verse 2. We'll begin reading there in a moment. And then, of course, there's the security of the faithful. We have many witnesses around us. We've got faithful men and others that are helping us in the battle that we're facing today, along with the Lord. We're in this fight together. We're in it with Jesus. Amen. I praise God for that. But in chapter 2, the Bible said, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Of the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now we get down to the message today here. Verse 4, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. That's reading about 13 verses out of the second chapter of the book of 2 Timothy this morning. And I want to use the subject today on the simplicity of the battle. There is a battle that is going on in this world today among God's people. He mentions here in verses 4, no man that warreth. No man that warreth. There's a war going on today. We find the reality of the war, the reality of the battle that we're in today for the cause of Christ. This thing is not about worldly matters that they're having going on in the land today. It's a spiritual battle. The very soul of men is at stake here in the battle that's going on even in our land today. And it's a battle that's taking place. There's as always been and always will be, as long as the church is in this world, there's an element that does not want the church to exist, nor to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, nor to send the message that's going out from them. There's an element that's trying to eliminate the church of the living God, the believers of God, the believers on Jesus Christ. The reality of changed lives has no reality in the lives of the world today that's around us. Only the Holy Ghost can break through that barrier and carry to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's up to us to be faithful in that. And because, listen, if we believe not, he abideth faithful. And so we endure, look in verse 10, therefore I endure all things. In other words, the battle that I'm facing, the fight that I'm in, I'm enduring all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. In other words, what we're enduring today is for the cause that others might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved by his grace. What we're enduring is just a part of getting the gospel out. It's always been that way. It always will be that way until the Lord gets us out of this mess. But the reality of it is that it's a simple battle that we're in. You say, how simple is that, preacher? Well, the reality of the war. We're warring. No man that warreth. No man that warreth. There's a war going on today, and we're in that war. And then there's the responsibility of the soldier. Be not entangled. Be not entangled. It's a simple way to find a battle. You don't entangle yourself with the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't coincide with them. You don't coexist with them. You don't run with them. You don't agree with them. You preach the gospel. And when you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and you believe as you believe today, there's going to be a war take place, and they're not going to appreciate what you're doing, that you're doing for the cause of Christ. So the simplicity of the battle is we're in a battle, we're in a war, and we don't entangle ourselves with the enemy's tactics and with the enemy's ways. We stay true to God, we stay with the Lord Jesus, we stay true to the church, and we stand with the church, and we stand with Christ, and we don't entangle ourselves with the affairs of this world. The world just don't love the Lord. I'm sorry. They just don't do it. The world is lost and going to hell without God. We're in a battle today with the world, with the devil and all of his imps that he's using in this world today. I'm sorry to say, you and I both know people that are involved in the things of this world that are enemies of the cause of Christ, and the battle is going on, and we fight that battle daily spiritual battle, a natural battle. We're fighting with individuals. We're fighting spiritual battle with Satan, with the imps of Satan that's in the world today. And so the simplicity of it is simply this: we don't involve ourselves with their ways. We fight the good fight of faith. We stand tall. We stand true, and we preach the gospel. We live for Jesus. We witness for the cause of Christ. It's a simple way to fight a battle. Just stay clean before God. Don't involve yourself with the dirt of this world. Amen. And so there's the responsibility of the soldiers: be not entangled. Now, he used that word for a purpose. You get involved in the things of this world, and you'll be entangled. And you know what that is. When you get entangled, you can't do anything. It ensnares you. You can't do what you need to do. Entangled with the affairs of this life. And it's hard to get out of an entanglement. Amen. Twisted up and the things of this world and the affairs of this world. And so there's the responsibility of the soldier is to be not entangled. There's the loyalty of the soldier. Amen. You've got to be loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said there in those verses that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. You've got to be loyal to the commander in chief of the one that chose you. I'm to be a soldier that put the responsibility upon you to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around you and face the opposition and face the battle and face the criticism, the afflictions that comes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And brother, don't be entangled with that, but stand true and stand faithful for the cause of Christ. Be loyal to him. Amen. That chose you to be a soldier. When he chose you, he put his faith in you. He chose you. He put that responsibility upon you and upon us to stand true for the cause of Christ. Listen, you say, why I should be true to him? Well, let me ask you this. Did you know he's in the same battle that we're in today? Amen. And let me ask you this. Has he ever deserted you in the battle? Has he ever deserted you when the fight was going on? Has he ever walked away from you and hidden from you and hidden from the fight that was going? No, never has Jesus ever done that. Has he ever failed you? I mean, has he ever failed you? No, sir. He has never failed a child of God. He's always been there when we needed him. He's always been there. Listen, has he ever been unfaithful to you? There's a question here. Has Jesus ever been unfaithful to you? Yet we've been unfaithful to him. We've failed him. We've been unfaithful to him. Hey, my friend, we've deserted him in the battle when it was going on and took our tail and run. Hey, we've done that so many times, but Jesus has never done that. Has he ever refused to carry your burden? Have you ever went to him in the dark of the night when the burdens are assailing you and your heart's broken and your tears are running like scalded water and, brother, you've got so much on you you can't carry it? Has ever refused to carry your burden when you carried him? He said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. He said, don't just leave some of it on you. Give me all of it. He can carry it for you. Has ever refused to carry the burden that you cast upon him? No, he never has. And he never will, my friend. Has he ever made you a promise that he failed to keep? No, he's kept every promise that he's ever made. He's never failed to make to keep a promise that he has made to anybody that he makes it to, my friend. Listen, that's the God that we serve. That's our commander-in-chief. That's the one we follow that has put us in this battle that we're facing and we're walking beside of us. Has he ever said to you that he ain't got time for you? Has he ever said he ain't got time when you come to him? No, my friend, listen, he's got time for everybody that comes to him. Listen, has he ever said to you, I just don't understand what you're talking about? No, he always understands. Amen. He always understands what you're going through with. How when you lay your head upon his shoulder in the middle of the night, and you're so confused. You say, what in the world am I going to do? I don't understand what's going on. And Jesus says, I understand. And brother, because he's already been through it, amen, he's at all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He's never said, I don't understand. Let me ask you another question. Has he ever failed to be an example to you? No, sir. He's always been the right kind of example, my friend, that you need in your life today. And so listen, there's the seriousness of the battle. It's found in verses 5. And yet if man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. It's important you fight the good fight of faith scripturally. When you do it scripturally, you're doing it lawfully. Amen. That's the seriousness of the battle. You've got to fight it with the Word of God. You've got to fight it with the Scriptures. Amen. Jesus fought the battle with the Word of God. He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Every time the devil came to him, Jesus said, it is written. He used the Word of God, my friend, to fight the good fight of faith. And my friend, he stands beside such a serious thing. And brother, the battle we're in today, it is written, my friend. We can and we strive for masteries, and we're crowned if we strive lawfully and scripturally. Very important that you turn to the Word of God in the midst of your valley, in the midst of your battle that you're facing, you're going through. Very important that you turn to the Word of God and find strength and solace and help and encouragement in the precious Word of the living God. My friend, we got somebody to help us today. Amen. The battle is real. The battle is on for us today. And dear brother, we're living in that time. We're fighting the good fight of faith. And Paul fought the battle. And we can fight the same battle today and say what Paul said, has now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I encourage us to do that. That's what the Lord's doing. Listen, my friend, stay in the battle. Stay on your knees. Stay in the book. God will bless you and God will help you. God bless you on the next week at this same time. Amen.